I don't know the reason why.
I wonder if that was just a holdover or if it didn't have some.
I really don't know.
It's interesting how these customs persist. You do something one way and you move and you do it that way. Well, you can see that in barns. You probably noticed that, how in certain parts of the country the barns will be like yours, from here to O'Keen and east of here, northern type barn. Get around Stillwater, there's no telling what you're going to find.
Yeah, it was when this barn here was built, that was the, every farmer tried to outdo, not so much making a practical building, it was more just outdo the other guy a little bit. I want to have a little bigger barn or a little shorter one.
Yeah. Take care of your barn and your house will build itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a boy. You can tell a good farmer by his outbuildings. Didn't mean anything. But it made a good slogan. And then there was a German farmer, there was a German settlement around Chelsea, and they stuck to the old ways. They would put 7 or 8 colors on their barn, red and blue and white, and have witches symbols on them to keep the witches out. Oh, it was colorful. Those people were good farmers. We talked about bread, and you said you had pumpernickel. Does your wife bake bread now?
Yes.
What does she call it when she bakes it?
Well, it's homemade bread. She doesn't make pumpernickel. And pumpernickel, that's just the failures of when they bake bread. As far as the bread, when it was good bread, it wasn't pumpernickel. The pumpernickel, that was the failures.
Oh. Was that just called homemade bread then?
Well, that's all there was then.
Uh-huh. What did you call it when you bought it from the store?
Baker's bread.